The Super Rugby weekend was a very, very dramatic one, particularly for the Melbourne Rebels, who just got off to a slow start against the Tars. And Sean Maloney's our man from Fox Sports to tell us all about that and a whole lot more. He joins us on the line. G'day, Sean.
Hello, mate. How are you? Well?
I'm very well, thank you. How's yourself?
Well, it's been a big weekend. It was a massive weekend of Super Rugby. All kicked off Friday night with the Brumbies and Highlanders, and as you touched on there, mate, Rebels, Tars, and then yesterday the Reds and the Canes in the afternoon sun in Brizzy. So lots to get through. But let's go to Saturday night. The Rebels went so close, down by just the 2 points against the Tars. They were in it up to their necks till injury time, essentially.
Slow start, though, wasn't it? I mean, half-time was 2-1, or 2-0, I think it might have been at half-time, and they just couldn't get the things on the game on their terms in the first half of the game.
They couldn't. The Tars controlled play really well, and then there was that key moment in the second half, and this will be spoken about for quite some time, where Jack Debrasini, who is just playing some terrific rugby at the moment, was pinged for kicking the ball out on the full, when in fact it should have been a line out way down the park. Instead, they went back. The refs got it wrong. They got the lineage wrong on the turf there at ANZ Stadium, and then the Tars scored off the back of that. So a couple of things went against the Rebels on that front on Saturday night. So I think they can feel a little hard done by.
Debrasini had his kicking boot on, three penalty goals and conversion as well. So he was pretty important for the Rebels on Saturday night.
Terrific. And a couple of key conversions, key shots at goal. And he's just getting through it so nicely at the moment. He's standing in the tackle. He's such a big lump of a thing. He's breaking the defensive line and then offloading in contact. I love watching the way he's going at the moment.
What about the Tars? I mean, they were keen to make amends on Saturday night against the Rebels, and obviously they're coming off the title last year. They haven't been anywhere near as dominant at the moment. What have you made of the Tars of the recent month?
Yeah, they appear to be struggling with a fallback plan. When things aren't going their way, when they're matched physically and they're prevented from getting that quick ball that the likes of Beal and Palau thrive off, they don't have that same sense, seem to have that same punch. So I don't think they don't appear to be operating at full capacity at the moment.
It's disappointing for their point of view, but they were good enough to get the job done, 18-16 over the Rebels on Saturday night. We go back to some of the other Aussie conference teams, particularly on Friday night. There were two in action. Chiefs defeated the Force 35-27 in New Zealand, and the Brumbies bounced back from their defeat last week against the Rebels, so 31-18 over the Highlanders. Good performance from the Brumbies.
Very impressive first half performance in particular. They kind of died off a little bit second, but David Pocock, wow, he's one of the form players in the competition at the moment. He scored 3 tries inside 35 minutes. A hat-trick for David Pocock, and he got up and gave... I learned something new, mate, on Friday night. So if you kind of give the... You'd be familiar with jazz hands, I imagine. You've done jazz hands here and there.
Yeah, a bit of jazz hands action, yeah. Yeah, I've been known to jazz hand myself.
Yeah. So Poey got up and gave the jazz hand single after his second try, and I was calling the game, so I called the jazz hand, but it turns out that's actually the Auslan, the Australian Sign Language way of clapping. So
it is too.
Poey had a buddy at home watching, a lady at home watching, a friend of his, and he was just giving her the shout out. So there you go, you learn something new every day, especially when David Pocock's involved. He's one of the great men.
He's into that sort of thing. Good on him. It is. You're right. My cousin's deaf, and that's how they wave and say good day.
Hands up for Detroit.
Hands up for Detroit.
Very cool.
Hey, tell me about the Hurricanes' performance yesterday. You were there watching the game against the Reds, 35-19. They're sitting atop the New Zealand Conference. In fact, they're sitting atop Super Rugby at the moment, the Hurricanes. Is this their title to lose at the moment?
I'll tell you what, they're pretty well-rounded. They've got some cattle to come back to, so they got it done yesterday against the Reds. So I've got to say, the Reds, in parts, yes, they were terrific, but they were fatigued coming off the back of that South African tour and fell apart late. But the way that the Hurricanes can just strike, their back line is lethal. And the way that they play the game, it's a joy to watch. And I think it's great that a team who plays the game the way it should be is sitting on top of the table. And I think they are rightful favourites and front runners. I think the Chiefs are the other team at the moment. I think the Chiefs and the Canes are the two that look most likely.
No surprises to see them atop the Super Rugby table at the moment. Just back on the Force quickly, they've won one win and nine losses so far this year. Where's it all gone wrong for the Force?
there's a couple of issues there at the moment, and what I can't understand is they go over and run up 27 points against the Chiefs in one of the hardest places to cross the line and run them up is Hamilton, and somehow they can do that over there, mate. But then back in Perth, they can't score points. It's just not clicking for them at the moment. They need to ask more questions from further out. They're the masters of scoring in tight, but at the moment they don't seem to have those threats from long range, so they can be contained. And I think they're missing a bit of experience in the back line as well. They lost a couple of key players last year, and I think that's showing in 2015.
And just back on the Rebels quickly before we let you go, Sean Maloney from Fox Sports, our rugby guru here on Halftime. Are they good enough to compete in the postseason this year, do you think, all things being equal?
I've been saying it week after week. I love the way that they're playing, and I think they can. I think they've shown it. You know, they've shown what they're capable of to push the Tars to within two the other night. I mean, valuable bonus point. The short answer is yes. I think they could ask. Some questions definitely in the postseason if they can get there.
Well, Tony McGann, the coach of the Mighty Melbourne Rebels, who we speak to often here on Halftime, will be very pleased to hear that from your learned point of view. Good on you, mate. Nice to catch up with you. Freshen up after a big weekend, and we'll chat to you soon.
Just a little dusty, mate. My apologies. Just a touch dusty after a massive weekend.
There's all forms of courage. Sean Maloney from Fox Sports with us on Halftime. A break. Back shortly.